Christianity is the way that is open to all other ways. And even if that's got a little hint of arrogance in it, I love that idea.
My name is Laura Locke, and I'm the editor of Colby Times. I recently had the delightful opportunity to chat with the best-selling author, teacher, and Episcopal priest, Barbara Brown Taylor. Here are some highlights from our conversation, with our thanks to Kai Engel for sharing his beautiful music.
I was raised by a disaffected Roman Catholic father from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and a pretty disinterested Methodist from College Park, Georgia. So they had me baptized in the pre-Vatican II church to please my grandmother. And it was a horrible experience for both of them because there was much being said about their first child's sin and wickedness. And the story is my mother turned to my father afterwards and said, "We're getting out of here. We're never coming back." So we never did. So I rebelled and found religion mostly by visiting with friends because I grew up a lot in the South and you're always invited to church on Sunday. I think we just forget that you can't learn about a religion in a book. You can learn dates and geography, and you can read history, but that's no substitute at all. I mean, one of the first episodes in that book was going to a Hindu temple south of Atlanta that has been there a long time. But to walk into that place with sculpture and butter lamps and incense and motion and chanting, nothing in a book could touch that. And a video on a screen in a classroom couldn't touch that because there was no risk. But to walk into those places introduced an element of risk that was great for the educational process, I thought. It made questions come up that would never have come up from the textbooks. But I don't think many Christians think about what would it be to live in another country and take a world religions class taught by, say, a Muslim or a Buddhist or a Hindu or a Jew, and to hear them approaching your tradition and just hoping so much that it will be presented, you know, fairly and at its best. So to be given that responsibility myself was huge. And I had to keep remembering how on edge I would be, you know, to receive information about my tradition from someone else. And I wanted that person to be a person of good faith. So I tried hard to be one myself. I think we're all called to say something about how we reach our decision about Jesus' central teachings, because how else can we measure our faithfulness to them? Mm-hmm. So you can hear I've staked my my lot on the Sermon on the Mount, which is all about giving yourself away for the other. Far as I can tell, it is a radical egolessness that is called for in that sermon.